from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ian Brown, and he's dealing with a very special subject, dinosaurs and DNA. And here he is.
It looks as if our world will never be the same since Michael Crichton's famous book and blockbuster film, Jurassic Park. The film certainly caught the imagination of the viewing public, especially when the suggestion was made that DNA finds of extinct dinosaurs could be used for cloning new ones to live on Earth today. There's a certain amount of glamour and horror about that. The novel and film went on to spin a gripping tale of this amazing scientific experiment gone wrong. Dinosaurs on a rampage, completely out of control, with all of the resulting human panic. However, as popular as the film became, it led the average person to some false conclusions about the mysterious substance called DNA. Sweeping away the exciting fiction behind the subject, what are the real facts about dinosaurs and DNA? That's exactly what we want to discuss just now. But before we do, let's listen to a little musical item from dinosaur specialist Buddy Davis. It's really for children, but since we're all children at heart, I'm sure you'll appreciate it.
I know all the dinosaurs, I know them all by name. They should put my smiling face in a paleo hall of fame. I'm digging their bones up from the past and I study the grand design. And I'm convinced that God created these wonderful friends of mine. Tyrannosaurus rex, Lambeosaurus, Triceratops, Lamantiosaurus, Ornitholestes, Velociraptor, Behemoth, Hadasaurus, Kentosaurus, Torosaurus. I know all the dinosaurs, I know them all by name. They should put my smiling face in the Paleo Hall of Fame. I'm digging their bones up from the past and I study their grand design. And I'm convinced that God created these wonderful friends of mine. Oviraptor, Protoceratops, Micropachycephalosaurus, Compsognathus, Baryonyx, Supersaurus, Spinosaurus, Ultosaurus, Gastosaurus. I know all the dinosaurs, I know them all by name. They should put my smiling face in the Paleo Hall of Fame. I'm digging their bones up from the past and I study their grand design. And I'm convinced that God created these wonderful friends of mine. Coelophysis, Dilophosaurus, Huegangosaurus, Hylon, Aspinodylus, Phinonicus, Tuodon, Iguanodon, Hypsilophodon. I know all the dinosaurs, I know them all by name. They should put my smiling face in the Paleo Hall of Fame. I'm digging their bones up from the past and I study their grand design. And I'm convinced that God created these wonderful friends of mine.
Good morning. I'm Ian Brown, and today we're examining the interesting topic, dinosaurs and DNA. In November 1994, the news media came alive with a report that raised the eyebrows of dinosaur lovers the world over. It appeared that a scientist from Brigham Young University, Dr. Scott Woodward, had found recoverable DNA from dinosaur bones for the first time ever. The news article in the New York Times reported that an 80-million-year-old dinosaur's bones found in a Utah coal mine yielded DNA molecules that produced 9 readable sequences from a single strand of DNA for a particular gene. Science fiction buffs gushed. We are coming close to the possibility of taking Jurassic Park off the fiction list and possibly moving it into reality. But hold on a minute. Even Dr. Woodward himself, who made the discovery, cautioned, not so fast, for we are light years away from anything that occurred in Jurassic Park. Just exactly what did Dr. Woodward have in front of him? First, Woodward said, this dinosaur DNA is unique. It's nothing like any other modern animal species and doesn't fit into any known animal groups. That indicates that dinosaurs couldn't be the ancestor of modern mammals or birds. They must have been their own unique kind. And that's precisely what Genesis 1 verse 24 has maintained all along. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Secondly, Woodward admitted that finding any DNA in supposedly 80 million year old bones was also unique, because scientists today have discovered that DNA simply doesn't last that long. Apparently, DNA only lasts for thousands of years, and that doesn't fit the scheme peddled by evolutionists today, who deny the Bible record of life, and hang out the lie that dinosaurs lived in the Earth from 256 million years to 80 million years ago, some 65 million years before man evolved to walk the face of the Earth. But if evolution's true, then this ancient dinosaur DNA just couldn't exist today. Unless, of course, this creature is much younger than they tell us. And that's where this DNA discovery gets really interesting. It presents mega problems for evolutionists who believe dinosaurs and man never existed together on the Earth. It leads to conclusions the evolutionist doesn't want to entertain. But it's very encouraging from a biblical point of view, for it confirms what the Bible teaches. Dinosaurs didn't evolve from other creatures, but were a unique kind, created by the hand of God, and lived only thousands, not millions, of years ago. Now, all of this prompts me to ask some questions about dinosaurs. For example, when did dinosaurs really live on the Earth? What type of creatures were they? Why did they die off? Answers won't come from the scientific laboratories of man. All scientists today can ever have from the past are the fossil remains of previous life. A few little heaps of crumbling bones and nothing else. Now, it's amazing how evolutionists are able to construct those marvellous-looking creatures that we see in museums and books, and the ones we saw recently in the BBC Walking with Dinosaur programmes. Of course, the truth is that even if all the bones of one distinct creature is found, it's totally impossible to tell exactly what it looked like. I mean, how do we get the colouring? How do we get the skin texture? Etc. None of that exists today. So all those drawings and models that we see in magazines, museums and in documentaries, and some of them look absolutely stunning. I love those dino pictures, but they're all the result of an artist's imagination based on all kinds of speculative assumptions. Amazingly enough, while we must speculate about their form and appearance, there are some things that we can know about them, not from a scientific study, but rather from an historical record of the past. That record is the reliable and infallible Word of God, the Bible. Dinosaurs in the Bible? Are you serious? Yes, in the Bible we are told many things about these great land creatures that we today call dinosaurs. First of all, we are told that dinosaurs didn't live millions of years ago, but were created along with man on the sixth solar day of creation. Genesis 1 verses 24 to 31 make that abundantly clear. Man walked the earth with dinosaurs, not millions of years after them. Secondly, the Bible tells us that these huge land animals didn't evolve from other creatures, but were specifically created as a unique kind of animal species. These recent DNA findings seem to give added proof to the truth of that. Rather like you and I, dinosaurs were a direct and distinct creation by God. And then thirdly, for some reason, these mighty creatures became extinct. Many theories have been advanced trying to explain why we don't see dinosaurs rampaging through our world today. Anything has been suggested from a problem with protecting their eggs or having a low IQ, through to a sudden series of cataclysmic catastrophes which fell upon the Earth, such as giant asteroid invasions or massive worldwide volcanic eruptions. It's more than useful to consider what the Bible says. A study of Genesis chapters 4 to 6 reveals that when man and dinosaurs roamed the earth together, the earth was in a lush, vegetative state. From North Pole to South, a gentle, tropical-like climate existed due to a huge water vapour canopy that covered the atmosphere above the earth. In effect, our world then was a colossal greenhouse. It provided all the vegetation needed for the many animals to feed on. But when the wickedness of man increased to the point when God was compelled to judge it, God sent a global, cataclysmic flood that destroyed all life on the earth, except for whatever was safely on board Noah's Ark. When dry land reappeared after the flood, these animals and Noah's family began to repopulate the earth. However, the world after the flood wasn't as gentle or inviting. As the poles of the Earth were shifted, the vapour canopy above the Earth had collapsed, an ice age covered the far northern and southern environs, and vegetation became scarce. In time, many of these great dinosaur plant eaters, small ones as well as large ones, simply died out. Many other creatures became extinct too. How long did the dinosaurs survive after the flood? The answer may surprise you. First, the Bible does record the existence of huge dinosaur-like creatures roaming the earth after the flood. In the oldest book in the Bible, the book of Job, we are given a description of a mysterious creature called Behemoth in Job chapter 40, and another named Leviathan in Job 41. One of these was a fire-breathing creature with a strong, long tail that resembled a giant cedar tree. Even those who wrote the Psalms, Psalm 74 verse 14, Psalm 104 verse 26, make mention of the great beast Leviathan, and they're dated much later than Job, so dinosaurs were about for some considerable time after the flood. What does that mean? I believe it means that dinosaurs died out slowly. We can check the historical records of all the peoples of the earth, and we'll find there are many stories about giant reptiles that they encountered. However, let's get back down to earth again and sum up our evidence today. First of all, Jurassic Park and the cloning of dinosaurs from ancient DNA is nothing but a figment of the imagination. It'll never happen, so don't have nightmares, do sleep well. Secondly, dinosaurs of the past were real creatures, but they didn't evolve from reptiles or amphibians, and they didn't further evolve into birds either. Thirdly, the disappearance and extinction of these great dinosaurs is mute testimony to the fact that God rules and reigns, and all life not only comes from him, but exists only by his permission. The flood reminds us that God punishes sin with death. The scripture says in Romans 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." All mankind is guilty of sin. He's under judgment. And the final judgment that falls upon unrepentant man will be so many times worse than Noah's flood. But the Bible wonderfully tells us that God isn't only a God of wrath against sin and disobedience, but a God of love and mercy. The second half of the verse we just quoted, Romans 6 and verse 23, assures us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Although all species of life are dying, God's in the business of saving his highest and greatest creation made in his image, you and I. The question isn't whether or not we're able to clone dinosaurs, but whether God will recreate you and I, save us from judgment by his grace, and clone himself in you and I. And he'll do that for you today when you come to him confessing your sin and your disobedience. It's a wonderful thing to be saved from the judgment to come, and an even more wonderful thing to know God's love and care is upon us now and forever. That's something DNA and dinosaurs can never give you. Only the Lord Jesus can.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.